Welcome to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. I hope you're having a great Friday, and we're grateful you're listening today. This past Sunday, we wrapped up our label series by looking at the resurrection of Jesus in Luke chapter 24. Specifically, we focused on two individuals who were returning from Passover in Jerusalem to their hometown of Emmaus. And as they walked, they were discussing all the things that had transpired over the past few days. They were talking about Jesus' crucifixion, the reports of the tomb being empty, how the stone was rolled away. Did the woman really see the angels? And what about the Roman guards? How could they have let this happen? And the religious leaders seem to be in a panic now. Is Jesus really alive? Well, in the midst of their conversation and debate, right, Jesus actually shows up. And for reasons unknown to us, they don't recognize him. And he just quietly listens to their conversation for a bit and then asks what they're talking about. Surprised that he hasn't heard of the news headlines, they pour out their hearts in verses 19 through 20, and in doing so, they share their sadness because Jesus, their rabbi, the mighty prophet of God, has been killed. And they're sad because reports of the empty tomb have circulated. The women's reports of the angels saying Jesus is risen has spread, but as far as these two knew, it was false because no one had seen him. They'd hoped that Jesus would be this redeemer of Israel, but those hopes looked empty now. And in verse 25, Jesus enters the conversation and says, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted to them all of the scriptures, the things concerning himself." I love this. Jesus takes them to the scriptures and walks them through one of the most amazing Bible studies in all of history. From the seed of the woman whose heel was bruised, the blessing of Abraham to all the nations, to the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, to the lion of the tribe of Judah, to the Passover lamb, to the prophet greater than Moses, to the captain of the Lord's army, to Joshua, to the ultimate kinsman redeemer mentioned in Ruth, to the son of David who was a king greater than David, to the suffering savior of Psalm 22, to the good shepherd of Psalm 23, the Savior described in the prophets and the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, to the princely Messiah of Daniel who would establish a kingdom that would never end, all pointed to and converged on Jesus. And at the end of the day, when Jesus was done talking to them, the scriptures opened their eyes. Maybe even better, it opened their hearts to see Jesus. And this is the same scripture that you and I have the privilege of holding in our hands today. I mean, have you ever thought about this? The Bible was written over a period of more than 1,500 years, over 60 generations, over 40 different authors, many backgrounds, right? The Bible was written on three different continents, three different languages. It was written in times of war, peace, joy, sorrow, and covered hundreds of subjects. Yet from beginning to end, there's one unfolding, consistent story from Genesis to Revelation, pointing to and converging on Jesus. What a gift we have in the Bible. Let's not take its power for granted. It's the very Word of God, living, active, penetrating hearts, opening eyes, and bringing truth to the mind. Just like these two on the road to Emmaus, we too can encounter the risen Lord Jesus through the Scriptures. After all, He is the Word become flesh. And if I can encourage us today, read through this entire account in Luke 24 here and see how we can draw near to Jesus and how He'll draw near to you. See how you can pour your heart out to Him and that He's ready and He desires to listen. See that we can press into the truth of God's Word and that it has stood the test of time so it can stand against anything you and I are going through. Pray that God would open the eyes of our heart, that we want to see you, Lord, in the scriptures. And know that Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. Let him start a fire in your heart today, and then go and tell others what Jesus has done for you and what he's doing for you. Jesus is alive. The resurrection is true. May this profoundly impact how we live, act, love, worship, and walk with God today. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for the power and the truth of your word. May we not let our Bibles collect dust. Help us to stop searching for you and all the things around us and search for you and encounter you through your living word. Give us a thirst to be thirsty for your word. Give us a hunger to be hungry for your word. And may it penetrate our hearts and help us to be more like Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.